Today's daf is Chulin daf Chof Dalet. We are at the Mishnah, about 15 lines from the top of daf Chof Dalet Amud Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shelema for Eliezer Yeshaya Ben Brach. So we're in the middle of a digression at the very end of the first parak of Maseches Chulin that deals with different areas in Halacha where you find the following anomaly. Kosher bezeh, pasul bezeh. Kosher bezeh, pasul bezeh. It began in Hilchas Shechita based on the idea that we're on the Kana and the Veshet, one is allowed a Shecht Chulin, is in a stark contrast to we're on the Kana and the Veshet, the Kohen did Malika. Thus, when it comes to the relationship between Shechita and Malika, Kasha b'Shechita, Pasal b'Malika, and Kasha b'Malika is Pasal b'Shechita. And from there, the Mishnah did what it doesn't usually do, and that is digress, and talked about different areas in Halacha. The first was a little me'inyin le'inyin ba'isa inyin, the Torah and the Bnei Yoina, which involves the Chata Sa'if and the Oila Sa'if, Malika, which is similar to Shechita, but at this point already, we've digressed to the point where there's almost no zecher to where this all began. Either way, today's daf and tomorrow's daf again is going to bring several mishnayos that are going to continue along with this theme. And then finally, on daf Chav Zayin, we're going to learn the second parak in Masechtas Chulin, parak HaShoichet, which is going to very much go back into the basic laws of Shechita. So as it relates to today's daf, the topic of the daf is the avodos that were done by the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash and the avodos that were done by the Levim in the Beis HaMikdash. And following this theme, we're going to compare and contrast the Kohanim and the Levim. Now, what the Kohanim did in the Beis HaMikdash, that's something that we all know. That's Kachem 101. What the Levim did in the Beis HaMikdash is a little trickier. And I think it's kedai to give a little bit of an introduction to today's daf, specifically talk about what the role of the Levi, not to be confused with the Kohen, was in the Beis HaMikdash. And with many introductions, what better way than to read L'shoinei Azov Shel HaRambam, and this is in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph. Says the Rambam, Zera Levi, the offspring of Levi, as in Levi ben Yaakov, Kuloi Muvdo La'avodas HaMikdash, was completely separated for service in the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ba'isahi, at that time, Hivdol Hashem as Sheva Levi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated Sheva Levi. Now, what was the Ba'isahi? This is a Pasuk of Parshas Ekev, and it's talking about after the Chet HaEgel. So when Klal Yisrael sinned with the Chet HaEgel, there was one Shevet that was completely innocent, Mi Lashem Elai, that was Shevet Levi, and because of that, Sheva Levi was Zoicha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them on a pedestal, he separated them from the rest of the Jewish people. And it was then that Sheva Levi became Muvdo L'Avodas HaMikdash. Says the Rambam, U'mitzvah saseh, Liyos ha-Levi'im pnuyim u'muchonim L'Avodas HaMikdash. There's a mitzvah saseh for the Levi'im to be panoy. They should have their schedule wide open. And they should be muchon to do the service that they have to do in the Beis HaMikdash. Bein ratzu, bein shalei ratzu. And this is something that was mandatory. It didn't matter whether they wanted to enlist or they didn't want to enlist. And then the Pasuk says, Va'avad ha-Levi, who as avodas oyel moed. I'm skipping to halacha base. Avodas shalahem hi. What was the avodah of the Levi? Sheyu shoimre mes hamikdash. They should watch the Beis HaMikdash. So when you learn Masechtas Tamid, you become familiar with different checkpoints in the Beis HaMikdash where there were watchmen. Now, some of the watchmen were Kohanim, other watchmen were the Levim. So says the Rama, what was the avodah of the Levi first and foremost? Sheyu shoimre mes hamikdash. V'yiu mehen shayarim. Additionally, there were Levim, whose job it was to be Shoyarim. What does that mean? Leftoyach Shari HaMikdash, to open up all the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, Ulahagif Tal Soysav, and to open and close all the doors. V'yiu mehem b'shoyarim. Additionally, there were Levim, whose job it was to sing. L'shoyer el ha-korban b'chol yoyim, to sing together with the korbanos every single day. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, v'sheires b'shem Hashem aleikov, k'chol echav ha-Levim. Eza hushir eshu b'shem Hashem, hevi oimer zu hashir. Either way, the Rambam then goes and he tells all the different halachas related to Levim. I'm skipping to halacha yud. Just like a Levi is not allowed to do the avoda of the Kohen, the Levi is considered a zar as it relates to the avoidas that the Torah says have to be done by Kohanim. Kacha Kohanim muzarim shloy lavad avoidas alavim. But it goes in the reverse as well. The Kohen was also muzar that he's not allowed to do any avoida that the Torah says was supposed to be done by the Levi. Shenemar gam heim gam atem. The Chin halaviyim atzmim, says the Rambam. I'll tell you even a bigger chiddush. The Levi himself, muzarim shloy yase echad meleches chaveroi. That one Levi is not allowed to do the work of another Levi. Meaning, someone whose job it was to sing in the Beis HaMikdash should not help someone whose job it is to be busy with the gates. And the shayer, the person whose job it is to be from the shayerim, can help one of the mishayerim. Shenemar, says the Rambam, it's based on a pasuk that says, ish, ish, al avodosoi ve'el masoi, and from there we learn that each Levi had his job, and if one Levi would do another Levi's job, he would actually violate this halacha of ish ish al avodosoi ve'el masoi. So the Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, that's the Maror Makim, gives us the introduction to the Levi. Rambam says that Zera Levi was completely, without any exception, muvdal for what? L'avodas HaMikdash. When did it happen? Ba'isahi hivdal Hashem eshevet HaLevi. It happened after the Chet Ha'ego. What is their job? The Rambam lays out three things. Number one, shiyu shoyrim es HaMikdash. Number two, v'yu mehen shoyarim. Additionally, v'yu mehen mishayrin. And then the Rambam, towards the end of the parak, says that when it comes to the jobs that were given to the Levim, they're so fixed in that a Levi who's given job A, for example, he's a shayer, he's not allowed to be a mishayer. And a Levi who's given a job to be a mishayer, he's not allowed to be a shayer. Because the jobs themselves were very, very fixed and embedded in who this Levi is, based on a pasuk, ish, ish, ala vaydasev el masoy. So what's the short answer of what the Levi did? He was one of the shomrim of the Beis HaMikdash, he was a shayer, and he was a mishayer. The truth is, if you're holding with the Kriyas HaTorah of these weeks, and you've been Mavisedra, Parshas Bamidbar, Parshas Nasai, Parshas Baloischa. By the way, it doesn't matter if you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael or if you're a Ben Chutz La'aretz. Either way, this is this week's Parsha, because featured prominently in Bamidbar Nasai and also featured prominently in Baloischa. But the bottom line is that if you go through the Parshas, the Torah clearly mentions there was another huge job that the Levim had. And that is, the Levim were responsible for the logistics and the transportation of the Mishkan. So when the Yidden were in the Midbar, they had all their masois, al pi Hashem yachnu, al pi Hashem yiso. They're constantly picking themselves up and going, vayibin soya aroin, and then fakert, they're settling and they're stopping. The Levim were the ones that were responsible for that. In fact, the Torah goes into incredible detail describing which family of Levim was responsible for transporting which aspects of the Mishkan. And it was broken down by Kahaz and Gershon and Merari, right? All the children of Levi. But the Torah goes through it in a very, very nuanced way. Not only were they responsible for the logistics, but even when they were encamped. So the Pasuk says, Saviv la Mishkan Yachnu, the Levim had a job to be surrounding the Mishkan, because they had to protect it. They had to make sure that nobody was going to get a little bit too close. In the times of the Mishkan, when the Yidden were in the Midbar, there was a whole nother element, a whole nother dimension in terms of what the responsibility of the Levi was. Literally, pasuk after pasuk after pasuk, I didn't count, but it's 50 to 100 psukim in the Torah, without a question, that talk about this idea. This was something that was only negay when the Yidden were in the Midbar. Once the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael, so there was no more al-pi Hashem yachnu, al-pi Hashem yiso. In fact, there's an interesting discussion in the Rishonim. What would be if the Yidden are in Eretz Yisrael right now, and the the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash have to be transported? Does the Levi have to transport it like you find in Parshas Bamidbar, Nasai, and Bahaloischa? Or could be that was a Rasha, without any question, and therefore it only relates to that Kufa, but there's no din anywhere that now that the Yidden are in Eretz Yisrael, they're going to have a responsibility. But here's the point. So the Rambam in Perek Gimel, in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, when he describes the function and the jobs of the Levi, the Rambam is giving us what it was L'dayrois, and that was Shomrim Es HaMikdash, A, Shoyarim B, and Meshoyarim C. But really, from a biblical standpoint, when you go through the Pesukei HaTorah, these parashas that we're learning right now, there was another element that's not even a D, it's an A. And that is, they were the ones that were responsible during the 40 years in the Midbar to make sure that the Mishkan came and went exactly the way it was supposed to come and go. But there's one other Ha'ara I think is worth mentioning before we start the daf. Very short light daf, by the way. So just one more ha'ara before we jump in. And that is, when it comes to the Levi, you have this idea that if somebody was a shayer, he wasn't allowed to do the job of the mishayer. If somebody was a mishayer, he wasn't allowed to do the job of a shayer. Rambam says it in Perikim al-Alach Yod, and he learns it from a pasuk, ish ish al avoidasai ve'el masai, as if to say each person had his avoida, he was told what he was supposed to carry. This is your job, this is what you're supposed to do. If you do somebody else's job, you're in violation. By the Kayhanim, you don't find such an idea. And the Briskerov, Marna Griz, and this is in Sefer Al-Atayra, in Parshas Bamidbar, he's very Mayrach. He says Dvarim Shutim. In fact, the Briskerov himself says that everything I'm telling you is Kemat Mefurish in all these Rambams. But the Briskerov, with his clarity, laid it out for us, Kishulchan Aruch. And that is, there was a fundamental difference between the way jobs were divvied up amongst the Levim and the way jobs were divvied up amongst the Kayhanim. When it comes to the Kehanim, everybody knows. Anyone that learned in a cheder in fourth grade knows that every morning the Kehanim would all run and they would come to the center of the Azara, and there was one Kayan who was in charge, and he would make a geirel, he would make a pious, and they would determine mi shaychet, mi makabo, mi zayrich. All the jobs were divvied up. Any Kayan can technically do any job. There was no such thing, I'm a shaychet, and I'm a zayrich. Nice to meet you. I'm a moilich. What are you? I'm a makter. What do you do for a living? I'm someone that's megish the mincha. Interesting job. I'm shoyfich the shirayim. I'm literally the leftovers, right? There was no such thing. Any kohen can do anything. And really, it was determined usually based on a girl. Now, the kohen gadol we know was Neutel Chelik Barosh, he was allowed to do whatever it is he wanted to do. But in terms of the Kehanim, every Kohen can do anything that he wants to. He just has to win the lottery, as long as he's going to be the one that's going to win the Gerut. And by the way, there's Mishmaris, and then there's the Beisav within the Mishmar. So there's a whole system, a very systematic way of how this was formulated. But at the end of the day, what you did was based on a Gerut. When it came to the Levi, it didn't work that way. When it came to the Levi, you got a Stellar. You're a shayer, you're a mishayer. As if to say, ich bin a zayrik and ich bin a makter. And the zayrik can design a makter and the makter can design a zayrik. There's no such thing when it comes to a kohen. But when it came to the Levi, it was that way. There was something called a shayer and there was something called a mishayer. In fact, I saw that Rav Meir HaLevi Soloveitchik in his shiurim on Parshas Bamidbar, he says that he heard from his father, the Briskerov. This is not in that piece in Sefer. Again, it's all Pasha because this is Mamish Mefurish in the Rambam if you go through it. But the Briskerov added one knitch. When the Rambam lays out the jobs of the Levim, so he says as follows, Avoida shalahem hi, sheyiu shoymrim es ha-mikdash. They should watch the Mikdash. Then the Rambam says, V'yiu mehen shayarim liftoyach shari ha-mikdash ulahogift al-soysov, V'yiu mehen mishayarim l'shayar al-akorbim b'choyayim. There were three jobs that the Levim had, but there was a nafkamina between the first and the latter two. The first, avoid the shlam, hiu shiu shomer es hamikdash, that was true for everybody. How is it determined whether you're going to be shomer or not be shomer? Maybe with a geirel. Maybe everybody was hitzpiu. They were told to stick out their thumbs and we're going to figure out exactly how it's going to go about. But in addition to that, every Levi got a shtempel. We very much stereotyped the Levim. There was shayarim, and there were Mishayrim. And it's regarding the Shayarim and the Mishayrim. That's the Rambam and Alach Yud. V'chein ha-Levim Atzmon. Muzorin shelo yase echad meleches chaveroi. Meaning, shelo yisayeya ha-Mishayr l'Shayr v'lo yashayr l'Mishayr. And that's based on the pasuk of Ish Ish ala v'idosei v'amasoi. So said the Briskerov, what the Rambam said mefurish in Alach Yud is very much meduyik in his language in halacha beis, because havoida shalem he shiur shomer es hamikdash, that's true for everybody. V'yiu mehen, from amongst all the Levim, who all have the ability to be a shomer. Some of them will be shayrim, some of them will be mishayrim, and that v'yiu mehen is something that shina hakasav la'akiv. That if you're a shayr, you can't be mishayr. If you're a mishayr, you can't be a shayr. That's where it was chal this halacha, this inyan of ish ish alav yidosev el masoy. Either way, just a little bit of an introduction in terms of understanding what exactly the function of the Levium was. And on that note, we begin another daf, another Mishnah. So, the Hilge Mishnah, Kasha B'Kayhanim, Pasul B'Levium, Kasha B'Levium, Pasul B'Kayhanim. So, something that is not an issue, B'Kayhanim, something that's Kasha B'Kayhanim, Pasul B'Levium. This is a disqualifying feature when it comes to Levium. Kasha B'Levium, Pasul B'Kayhanim. What does this mean? So, we'll jump right into the Gemara. Tan Rabban and a Braisa that explains this. Kayhanim, B'Mumim, B'Sulim, B'Shanim, K'Sheir. We know a Kayhan that's a B'Mumim is not allowed to do the Avodah. But if he's B'Shanim, he's too young, he's too old, there's no such thing that that's going to be an issue. Levium, however, when it comes to the Levium, B'Mimim, K'Sheirim, there's no problem for a Levi B'Mumim. So known as a Levi Balmum, Bishanim Psulim, as opposed to a Levi can be too young to do the Avodah, he also can be too old to do the Avodah, says the price of Eri Gishmak, Nimtza Kasha B'Kayhanim, which is Shanim Pasul B'Levim, and Kasha B'Levim, which is Mumim Pasul B'Kayhanim, are going to be Pasul B'Kayhanim. So essentially, what did the Mishnah say? That there's a psul mumin when it comes to Kayhanim, that's psukim in the Torah. There's a psul shanim when it comes to Levim, that's also psukim in the Torah, as we're about to see. But the psul mumin that you have by Kayhanim, you don't have by Levim, and the psul shanim that you have by Levim, you don't have by Kayhanim. Says the Gemara, Mino hani mili. How do you know this? Look, the Gemara, the Tanur Rabbanon. We learned in a Braisa, it says in the Torah, Zois Asher la'levim. Now the pasuk in its entirety is Zois Asher la'levim mi ben chomesh ve'esrim shana v'maylo yavoi litzpoi tzava ba'avodas hayom. This is a pasuk in Parshas Ba'aloischa, and the pasuk says Zois Asher la'levim. If somebody's 25 years old or older, so he's someone that can go ahead and he could do the avoda in the oil moed. Zois Asher la'levim, says the Gemara. Matamu lo'ima. Why did it say the words Zois Asher la'levim? Because it says in the pasuk Ben Chamishin Shana Yashuv, that's the very next pasuk in the Torah. It says, so from the age of 25, the Levi should come to the avoda. And once he's 50, Yashuv mitzvah ha'avoda. He should leave the avoda. He shouldn't do any avoda anymore. So based on that, Madnu, we learned the Levim Shashanim Poislam, right? Really, from these two psukim, you see that Shanim is an issue when it comes to Levim. The first pasuk, it says, Mi ben chamish ve'esrim shana v'maylo yavai. And then the next pasuk, Mi ben chamishim shana yashuv. So you see clearly that Shanim is an issue when it comes to the Levim. You would think that just like Shanim is a problem, Mumim should also be a problem. Vidinu. And actually, it's something that not only would I think because maybe, but I have a basis for it. Min hadin, I can know that. Whereas we'll see soon, the shanim are not poysel. Still, you find the mumim are poysel. Levim shashanim poysel mehem. Levim with the shanim are poysel. In adin shiyum mumim poysel mehem. Certainly, mumim should be poysel. Madach koyim with there's no psul shanim, there's a psul mum. So certainly, a levi with there's a psul shanim, there should be a psul mum. Tamad loymar. That's why it says zois asher la levim. What does that mean? Zois la levim. This is the one issue, the one pasulus that could possibly be when it comes to a levi. There's no other pasulus. No, yachol. The price continues and says you kayan a psulim b'shan. I would think that Kayhanim should be Pasul B'Shanim. Why? Valoi Dinu, based on the Kal B'Chaim. Ma'at Levim she'im Mumim Poysel Mehem Shanim Poysel Mehem. Madach Levim with the Mum doesn't Pasul. The Shanim Pasul. Kayhanim she'am Mumim Poysel Mehem. A Kayhan where a Mum Pasul's ain't a din she'u Shanim Poysel Mehem. Tamad Loimar, it says, Zois Asher La'Levim. Asher La'Levim. We learn from there. V'loi Asher L'Kayhanim, not L'Kayhanim. So the bottom line is, Minani Mili the Halacha of the Mishnah. Meaning, you have a Parsha of Mumin by the Kayin, we know that. You have a Parsha of Shonim by the Levi, we know that. But wouldn't it make sense to learn one from the other? How would you learn one from the other? Based on a Kal V'Chaymer. Madach, I have Mumin, certainly I should have Shonim. Madach, I have Shonim, I should certainly have Mumin. The answer is, it says, Zoish Asher La'Levim. It says it in Parshas Ba'Loischa, it says it in the Parsha of the Levim, and we learn from there two things. Number one, Zois La'Levim and nothing else La'Levim, and also Zois is La'Levim, as opposed to it being to anybody else. But the Brisa continues and says, Yachal Apachil Beis Adon Kein, you would think that the halacha of Shonim, this, that Shonim disqualifies a Levi, was true not only when the Yidden were in the Midbar, but even when the Yidden already had a Mishkan in Shiloh, or better, when they had a Beis HaMikdash. Talmud Loimar, it says, Lavoid avoidas avoida, va'avoidas masa. Now this pasuk is in Parshas Bamidbar. This pasuk says, Mi ben shloishim shana v'maylo, va'ad ben chamishim shana, kol abo, lavoid avoidas avoida, va'avoidas masa ba'oyomoy. Talk about a wordy pasuk. But that's what the pasuk says, and we learn from here that this that there's an idea of from 30 to 50, that we have some sort of kapeda, that we even care how old the levi is. I only care about that when what the levi is doing is, it's avodas masa, he's schlepping. Like we mentioned in the introduction, that's the 40 years that the Eidah were in the Midbar. Once they came into Eretz Yisrael, that wasn't part of the job anymore. Now we mentioned what would be punked. Okay, but that's a punked. But that's not part and parcel really of what the mission statement and what the avodah of the levi is. And it's for that reason we say that this is something that's only going to be negated during this tkufa. So even as it relates to the psul shanim that the levi has, says the Gemara, that's only true from the year that we're in the Midbar. But b'shila yu b'saylamim, that already not. Lo yomarti ela b'zmancha avoida b'kasev. Which, by the way, this is a Gemara that highlights what we spoke about in the introduction. And that is the job of the Levi was very different when the year that we're in the Midbar than it would be l'dairis. The Brisa continues and says, kasev echad oimer. One pasuk says, mi ben chomish v'esrim shana. That what's the age, the minimal age of a Levi in order to do the Avodah? Again, Levi Shana matter. So what's the minimal age? One pasuk says, from the age of 25. That was one of the pasukim that we read a minute ago. V'zois ha'shel ha'leviyah mi'ben chomesh ve'esrim shana v'maylo. Because of Echad Oimer, and then we have this last pasuk that we just read, mi'ben shloshim. So the pasuk in Bahaloischa says 25, and the pasuk in Bamidbar says 30. Now says the Brice, e'ef shalema shloshim. You can't say 30, shekvar nemer chafei. E'ef shalema chafei, shekvar nemer shloshim. Ha'ketzad, what's the eitzah? Chafei l'talmud v'shloshim l'avoida. You have to say that really the Levi was allowed to do the avoida when he was 30 years old. So what do we mean when we say 25? Means there was a 5-year internship. There was a 5-year apprenticeship. So he couldn't just jump into doing the avodah. He had to know how to do the avodah. And that took 5 years. So the pasuk in Bamidbar is talking about when the Levi physically was doing the avodah. The pasuk in Bahaloischa is talking about when he began to train. And the Braisa concludes and says, Mikan, from here we learn, Letalmud Shalayra Simen Yafav Mishnasa Heif Shanim Shuvene Raya. That 5 years is the maximum amount of time that we give a person to try to, you know, learn and to study something. That's what the cheshbon is. But if somebody's been learning for more than 5 years and he still hasn't seen a simen bracha, so if that's the case, shuvene raya, at that point, you know, you have to start thinking about a plan B. Rabbi Yossi says gimel shanim. It's actually not 5 years, it's 3 years. Remember, the pasuk says ulegadlon shanim shalish. This is a pasuk in Daniel. The pasuk over there talks about how Daniel and all the child prodigies were taken into exile by Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzradan. This was together with Golus Yechoniah. But the point is, they were brought into the king's palace and they were raised for 3 years. Now, what was the purpose for it? So this is actually the pasuk right before it. Ulalamdom sefer v'lashon kazdim. Right, they were taught how to read. They were taught the language of the Babylonians. But the bottom line is, you see, how long was the learning period? It was 3 years. So says Rabbi Yossi, you say that from the steer of 25 or 30 as it relates to the Levim, that it's a 5-year training period. I think from the pasuk of Daniel, you say it's a 3-year training period. Says the Gemara v'idach. The man d'amar the Tana Kam and this price that says it's 5, what are you going to do with Rabbi Yossi's 3? Shani loshen kazdim the kolol. The language was an easy language to pick up. So if after 3 years you couldn't figure it out over there, that was all the amount of time that they needed. But anything that's a little bit harder than Lashon Kazim would really require more time. V'idach, Rabbi Yossi, who says that usually it's 3 years. So then how come when it comes to the Levi, you're given 5 years? You see, just because you didn't chop it by year 3 doesn't mean year 4 or 5, you might become this superstar. So why are we writing this person off after 3 years? No, because really 3 years is a normal amount of time. Abashani Hilchas Avodah did kifin. Hilchas Avodah is very difficult, it's challenging, and it's for that reason that is something that would require a little bit more time. Either way, a long brisa. The brisa had a lot going on over here. For starters, it's the Makarta, the Halacha of the Mishnah. Zois Ashel Alevim. That's how we know that the Psul Shonim that it says by Levim is true only for the Levim. Additionally, the only Psul that you have by the Levim is the Psul Shonim, as opposed to the Psul of Mumin. Another thing we saw is that the Psul Shanim by Levim was only true when the Yidim were in the Midbar. It wasn't true when they were in Shiloh and Beis Salamin. Another thing we saw is that the stir is in the Psukim. On the one hand, it sounds like from the Psukim 25. On the other hand, it sounds like from the Psukim it's 30. And the answer is, like Kasha, one is talking about the age when they began to learn. The other is talking about the age when they actually started to work. And by the way, this is a very important halacha. This is something that's negeya. Because Mikan l'talmud shalayra simin yafiv v'mishnasa hei shanim shuveni raya. Rabbi Yosef was chaylik based on Daniel Perek Aleph. He said it's not 5 years, it's really 3 years. Another brisa. Again, very much on point to what we've been talking about. Tanu Rabban and Koyim Shiyav Shtei Cyrus Ad Sheyaskin Kashal Avoida. A Koyim from the time that he becomes a gadol, he brings Shtei Cyrus, meaning his bar mitzvah, until he becomes old, he's not allowed to do the Avoida. Mumin Paislam Boy. Mumin is always a problem when it comes to a Koyim. Ben Levi, what about a Ben Levi? Mi Ben Shloishim Va'ad Ben Chamishim Kashal Avoida. It's from 30 until 50. Doesn't the Pasuk say 25? That's the apprenticeship. But it's really from 30 until 50. Vishanim Paislam Boy. Right? The years matter. But Medvar Mamurim, when is this true? Ba'il Mayach of the Midbar. This was when the Levium were in the Ayol Mayad of the Midbar. Aval v'shila yubeis ha'ilamim, ein if solim, there's no psul shanim. Ella, what is a problem? It's not shanim, it's not mumin, they never have mumin. What is it? Ella b'koil. So if he doesn't have a shtimmer, can he zingin? Well, then it's going to be a problem. Rabbi Yossi said, Mikra, how do I know that? He said, I know it from the following pasuk. It says, v'yehi ke'echod, so you see that all the Levium were together and they were singing and they were spieling, but the bottom line is it was a koil echad. If you're going to have a bunch of Levium that have these incredible baritones, and then there's going to be one who, you know, Koyim Bekoishi is able to squeak out a tune, well, it's not going to be Koyil Echad, and it's for that reason, this is the Makar, it's based on this Pasuk. This Pasuk is in Divrei Ayom in Beis. That's how we know that in as much as there was only a Psul Shanim in the Ayom Ayyuch HaBemidbar, and Psul Mumin, that we have a Mir in the Torah that they don't have, about that Kenish Kenanish, there is something to be said about that. Stam Klal Gadol Bedin. As a Kenish, and that's something that relates even to the Levium, even the Levium in the Beis HaMikdash. This was something that was universally, axiomatically accepted, always true. Either way, moving along. So, this last Braisa that we just mentioned, which spoke not only about the Levium, but spoke a little bit about the Kehanim as well. Right? What was the Chiddush in this last Braisa as relates to the Levi? There was one thing that we didn't have up until this last Braisa about the Levi that was mentioned in this, and that is the Bekoil. That as much as Shanim is not a problem in the Beis HaMikdash, but at the same time, Koil, that would be an issue. Now, Bryce also talked a little bit about the Koyim. It said, Koyim Mishayovish de Sairois, Ad Sheyaskin, Kosher Le'avoida. And really, from here until the Mishnah, till the end of the daf, we're going to focus on the Kehanim. So again, the Mishnah spoke about Levium and Kehanim. Till now, we've been talking about the Levium. We're now going to shift, pivot, and talk a little bit about the Kehanim. So again, the Kohen's allowed to do the Avoida. There's no 25, 30. As soon as he becomes Bar Mitzvah. Ad Sheyaskin, until he becomes an older person. Ad Kama, what's the definition of Zikna? Amar Abala, it's not an age. Amar Abchanina, Ad Sheyirases. Rashi says, when his hands and his feet begin to shake, and that's a sign that he has no Kayach, it's at that point he's not allowed to do the Avoida. Tan Hasab, we learned to the Mishnah, Balkeri Shetoval, a Balkeri that was Toival, V'leihitl Mayim, but he did not go to the bathroom. He didn't urinate before the tefillah. L'kisheyatol, when he will urinate, tameh, he's going to be tameh. And the reason is because there's a concern that there might be a little bit of keri still inside his guf, and when he's matol mayim, it's going to leave his guf. We know that keri is tameh. As a result, his guf came in contact with tumah, so therefore he is now going to be tameh. Rabbi Yosi says b'chaylu b'zakin tameh. This is all true for someone that's a chayla or a zakin, but b'yelru b'baritar. But if somebody is young and he's strong, this halacha does not apply. The reason is dafka chayla and a zakin. Indeed, there's a concern that maybe not all the keri came out. There's a little something left over. But when it comes to someone that's a yeled, or somebody that's a bari, there, you don't assume that, and therefore, even if he wasn't matl mayim before he went to the mikveh, it's neither here nor there. Yeled ad kama. Okay, so how do you define yeled? Meaning, at what point does somebody go from being a yeled to a zakin? Amar Rabbalah, Amar Rabchanina, kol sha'ime dal ragla yachas. Any person that could stand on one foot, literally, v'choyleitz minolai, v'noyel minolai, and he could take his shoe off and put his shoe back on. So if somebody can stand on one foot, and he can take off his shoe or put his shoe back on, this person is still considered a yingaman. Once you can't do that, that's when you're ready as zakin. Amru alav Rab Chanina, they say about Rab Chanina, Shoyu ben Shmoinim Shani, he was 80 years old. He could do this at the age of 80. Amru Rab Chanina himself said, Chamin v'shemen shesochasni imi. He said, it's the chamin, the warm water and the oil that my mother smeared on me b'yaldusi when I was young. This is what gave me this koyach. This is what allowed me to do this when I was already older. By the way, in the beginning of the Masechta, we mentioned memra from Rab Chanina, where Rab Chanina said that in the event that you see a white mule, right, or someone's bit by a white mule, this person's never going to be properly healed. And we spoke out then that Rab Chanina, like Shmuel, was one of the doctors that you find in Shas. And if you notice, in Yonei Rafu are attributed almost always to Shmuel, but sometimes to Rab Chanina. Ad sheyaskin ad kama, Amar Abila, Amar Rab Chanina, ad sheyirates. And here also Rab Chanina is talking about that because his mother took care of him when he was a young child. So he umdali be'isiknusi. This is what gave me my koyach as I got older. Tana Rabbana, another brisa that talks about koyhanim. The smile is kanoi. Once a koyan has a full beard, royally osis, or any person for that matter, royally osis shliach tzibur. This person's right to be a shliach tzibur. Vleil fnei ateva yikadam for the yomit. Vleis says kapa if he's a koyan is allowed to do chamemas a kashal avoido. At what point is a koyan allowed to do the avoido? B'shi avish Cyrus. Once he brings two Cyrus, meaning he doesn't need a nismalus kanoi, but as long as he has two Cyrus, as long as he's a god, at that point he's allowed to do the void. Rabbi says, I say, Ajie ben Esrim. No, it's not enough that the Kohen brings two Cyrus, but he can't do the Avodah until he turns 20 years old. Rabbi says, my time is the Rabbi. What's the Makar to Rabbi? The Chassid, the Pasuk says, Vayamidu es halavimi ben Esrim shana v'mayla. And the Pasuk says, L'natzeach amaleches beis Hashem. So you see clearly that it was Dafka when they were 20 years old, that's when they got their shteller, and that's when they were able to do the Avodah. So when were they able L'natzeach? It was Dafka when they turned 20. V'idach, the Chachamim that say, not like Reb, you don't have to be 20 years old in order to do the Avodah. As long as you bring Shtei Sire, as long as you bar mitzvah, that in itself is going to be enough. L'natzeach shayni. The Pasuk over there says Lenatzeach. The Mefarshim say Lenatzeach means to supervise. That's what it means. So to supervise, that already required an age of 20, but it's not to have a shtel or not. Read the Gemara. I don't even understand Rebbe's Makar. Rebbe said that, how do I know a Kohen has to be 20? Because it says Vayamidu es Halevim. Kohanim Halevim. Oh, you'll say Kohanim Halevim are the same. You say that today, you got a frask. The whole Sugya is differentiating between the Kohen and the Levi. Freit the Gemara for high crop Levim Ksiv. Isn't that pasuk talking about the Levim? And really, there's a double kasha here. Number one, how could you shteltzu the age of Levim to Kohanim? Good kasha. And also, that pasuk itself is really mechusar avana because we just said, what's the age of the Levim? The age of the Levim is 30. Even 25 is a 5-year apprenticeship. And then you have a pasuk that seems to say the Levim were 20 and they're already doing their thing. I thought there's a minimum age when it comes to Levi. So really, the high crop Levim Ksiv is a low question, Ayin Rashi. But the Gemara says, Pshat over there is, could Rabbi Shua ben Levi? No, Rabbi based his question or his makar on something Rabbi Shua ben Levi said. I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Basra Rabbar Makabis Nikru Kehanim Levim. There are 24 places in Tanakh where you find the Kehanim referred to as Levim. V'ze'echo mehem. Shua ben Levi said this is one of them, not this as in our pasuk. Ze'echo is the pasuk he was referring to. It says, V'kehanim ha-Levim b'nei tzadik. Those were Kehanim, they weren't Levim. And still we refer to them as Kehanim Levim. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, this is one of those 24 places where you find that the Kohen is referred to as a Levi, but when it says Levium, it means Kayhanim. Avada, the age of a Levi is 30, it's not 20, but the age of the Kayan is 20, and this was Rebbe's Makar. So the bottom line is, we're walking away from this Braisa, Machlik is Rebbe in the Chachamim, what's the minimum age for a Kayan to do the Avodah? Cotton for sure can't do the Avodah. But what is the minimum age? According to the Tanakhama, the Chachamim in this Braisa, it's Mishiyavish Dei Cyrus, it's when he becomes a Bar Mitzvah boy. According to Rebbe, it's when he turns 20 years old. Tanu Rabbanon, it says in the Torah, Daber El Aharoin Lemur, Ish Mizaracho L'Doyroisam Asheyia Boy Mum, Lo Yikrav LaHakriv Lechem Alekav. This is a passing in Parashas Emor, and it talks about the fact that a coin that's about Mum is not let it do the Avodah. Mikan Amar Rabbeloz said, you see from here, Katan Pasal Avodah. Where do you see it? Ish Mizarach, you have to be an Ish, as opposed to a Katan. Va'afilu Tam, and by the way, even if he's a Tam, because this passing is saying, an Ish that's about Mum, that's going to be a problem. So you say, Meris, if he's not an Ish, even if he's a Tam, he's still going to be an Ish. Okay, so what's the age? Mishiyavish Dei Cyrus, right? I mean, that's the age. Aval Ochev HaKoyhanim, all the Koyhanim, in Manich Anois Labadach Yeh Benchav. But then the Braisa, it's Rabbi Loza talking, mysteriously said that as much as Ish is the criteria, and Ish in Kol Ateir Kula means Bar Mitzvah Mishiyavish Dei Cyrus, but you should know the fact is that the Ochev HaKoyhanim, they did not allow even a Bar Mitzvah boy to do the Avodah until he turned 20. Now, we had a Machlokes a minute ago, in the previous Braisa, Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether Mi'ikar Ad-Din, there's a halacha that a kohen had to be 20, or Mi'ekri Adin is allowed to be 13. So the Gemara now, this is the last piece of Gemara, is going to have two lashonis, whether Rabbi Lazar in this brisa was going according to the Chacham and the Mi'ekri Adin 13, or whether it's going according to Rebbe, Mi'ekri Adin it's 20. So again, we had a machloikis, kohen, 13 or 20. This brisa is like a little murky, right? It's a little in between. Because what does the brisa say? That 13, but the Kohanim didn't allow it until 20. So what's the shakla v'tarya between what really you're allowed to do, what the Kohanim didn't allow? So the Gemara says like this, Ikadami, there was those that said, Ha-Rebihi, that Rebbe Lazar in this price was going with the Rebbe. What did Rebbe say? He said that you have to be 20 in order to do the Avodah. And this price is really being mefarish. I mean, that's not the objective of the price, but different prices were more explanatory than others. So essentially, this price is Shitas Rebbe with a Toisefes Havona, what Shitas Rebbe was. And what the price is saying is, Vafilu Pasul de Rabbanon Lesley. That even though Rebbe said 20, he didn't mean a Mikradin. And by the way, the Pasuk that he brought was not to learn a halacha from, but rather he was just saying what the mitzias was. He was saying that avada I agree miikra din 13 is enough, but lamaisa echavakayanim la yamanicha noisa until you were 20, and that is really the beer and what Shitas Rebbe was. Ikadami, some say Rebbe is sleep so midrabban. Rebbe holds it's possible midrabban. By the way, notice even if Rebbe holds it's possible, it's only possible midrabban, even though the makar is a pasuk in Ezra, by the way. So again, this is a theme that always comes up. Something that's learned out from Nevi'im Uksum and different Kabbalahs. They rise to the Rabbana. Here, we name them for sure, it's at the Rabbana. But either way, Ikka da Amri, according to Rebbe, it's really possible. Vaha Rabbanan. And if that's the case, this Bryce over here, Rabbi Lazar, is really going according to the Rabbanan. What did the Rabbanan say? That once you have Shtei Cyrus, it's going to be okay. Stating that, Ulechat Chilo, Hu Deloy, Aval Yevad Avidasik Shayr. That even though it's true, it's kosher, but l'chatchila hu d'loy, and all the Rabbanim meant in that previous price was that, but the evidence is going to be okay, but l'chatchila, even Shtei Cyrus, you're supposed to wait until you're 20, exhale. So again, a very short, a very light and intuitive daf. So as it relates to Raid, three ha'aras. The first ha'ara is, so there were many psukim that came up in today's daf that dealt with the avodah of the Levim and the avodah of the Kohanim. The first pasuk that was mentioned was Zois Hashel Alevim mi ben chomich ve'esrim shana v'mayla yavoi litzpoi tzava ba'avodah soil moed. So when the Levi turns 25 years old, at that point he is going to be of an age where he's going to be able to go and do the avodah in the Mishkan. The Lashon that the Pasuk uses when it describes the Levi doing the Avodah in the Mishkan is when he's 25 years old, Yavoi, now he can enter Litzvay Tzava B'Avodah Zayomayit. That's what he's allowed to do. In Parshas Nasai, right in the beginning of the parasha, Vayidaber Shama Moshe Leimor, Nasa Yisroish B'nei Gershom Gamheim Leveis HaVoisam LeMishpachoisam. Third pasuk in this week's parasha, of this week's very long parasha, Mi Ben Shloishim Shana V'mayla Ad Ben Chamishim Shana Tifkoi Doisam Kol Haba Litzvoy Tzava Lavoid Avoid Ba'oyomayit. This is the pasuk that describes the Levi having to be 30 years old when he's coming to do the Avoidah. And again, the Torah describes him doing the Avoidah as Litzvoy Tzava. Right, that's what he's coming to do. You go back to Parshas Bamidbar. Here the Torah is talking about the Bnei Kos. Mi ben shloishim shana v'mayla v'dan chamishim shana kol ba latzava lasos malacha b'yomar. Either way, whenever we describe the avodah of the Levi in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, and the Yidu, in the Midbar, we describe them as being ba latzava. We describe them as being litzvoy tzava. The truth is, right in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, right in the beginning of the parasha, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe b'midbar Sinai ba'oyom moed. Su es roish kol adas b'nei Yisrael l'mishpachoysam l'veis avoysam b'mispar shemois kol zocher l'gul goloysam. Ben esrim shana v'maylo kol yoytze tzova b'Yisrael tifkidu oysam l'tzavoysam atav ahari. So, right in the beginning of the parasha, Hashem tells Moshe, go count the Jews, right? Count them from what age? From the age of 20. Why 20? Kol yoytze tzova b'Yisrael. Because that's the age that a person is able to be a Yoytzei Tzava b'Yisrael. What does it mean to be Yoytzei Tzava? So Rashi says, you see from this pasuk, Magid, in Yoytzei Batzava, Pachas mi ben Esrim, that a person didn't go Batzava, literally, Batzava, right, into the military, until he was 20 years old. And the age of when a person was counted as it related to the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar was when the person was of age that he was able to go La Tzava. And being that Magid Shein Yotzei B'Tzava Pachas Mi Ben Esrim, it's for that reason nobody was counted younger than the age of 20. Truth is, if you look at the Ramban in his Pirush Al HaTorah, right in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, the Ramban says the whole purpose of counting the Jews in the beginning of Bamidbar was to figure out how many people they were going to have enlisted, so they're going to know when they go fight now, they're entering the land. They have to figure out exactly how to militarily and strategically put everybody and station everybody. So really, the whole objective of that counting was to know who the Yotzei Tzava are. Tell you more than that. There's a big discussion in the Rishonim. What about somebody who was between the age of 20 and 60, but for whatever reason, he wasn't going to be included in the draft? Is he somebody that was counted, or is he not counted? Are we literally counting everyone between these ages? Or no, maybe we're only counting people that are Yotzei Tzava, like the Ramban says. That's what the whole purpose is. But here's the bottom line. The Taich of Kol Yotzei Tzava B'Yisrael, when it came to counting the Yidden men, Magid Shein Yotzei B'Tzava, Pachas Mi Ben Esrim. So what does it mean when we talk about Davidus Halaviyim, Mi Ben Shloishim Shana V'Maylo V'Aben Chamishim Shana, Kol Bo Latzava Lassis Melacha V'Oyol Moyet, Mi Ben Shloishim Shana V'Maylo V'Aben Chamishim Shana, Tifka Doisim Kalaba, Litzvay Tzava Lavoy B'Avidus Oyol Moyet. This week's, today's Pasuk, Zoyis Hashem Halaviyim, Mi Ben Chamish V'Esrim Shana V'Maylo Yovay, Litzvay Tzava B'Avidus Oyol Moyet. What does Tzava mean? Tzava in the whole Bamidbar means literally the draft. It means to join the military. It means to enlist. It's not what it means by the Leviim, right? Now, how do you know it's not what it means by the Leviim? First of all, everybody knows Leviim were like Urcha Melchama, so we know for sure that's not what it means by the Leviim. Additionally, read the Pasuk, Kalaba Litzvay Tzava Lavid Avoida by Omaya. That's what it says all three times. So what exactly is going on over here? I saw in the Chumash from Rav Shamshul Ufral Hirsch, thank you, Yoshi, in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar. So I'm reading it in English. So for those that know, Rav Hirsch wrote his Chumash in German. So even the Hebrew was not written in his Mamelushin. It's just a translation of the German. So you can read the Hebrew translation of the German or the English translation of the German. We're going to read the English translation of the German. If there's someone who knows how to read the authentic German, Adarabba, but above my pay grade. Either way, says Rav Hirsch, right in the beginning of Bamidbar, the Pasuk says, Kol Yotzei Tzava B'Yisrael. The term Tzava in scripture does not necessarily or even primarily denote an army or military service. Consider Kol Bo Latzava Lasseis Melacha Ba'ol Moed. Or litzvayt tzava lavayt. And elsewhere in chapter 4, where tzava denotes the service of the Leviim in the Oil Mayed. The same is true in chapter 8, verses 24 and 25. Those are the psukim that talk about the Leviim doing the Avodah when they're 25 years old. From all these sources, it is clear that tzava denotes a multitude united for communal service under the command of a higher authority, or the service that is performed by such a multitude. So it says, Rav Hirsch, that I'm just going through the psukim and I'm doing what I do, and I see that people mistranslate the word tzava. Tzava we usually think as meaning military. That's what it means. Because look by the Leviim. By the Leviim, it can't mean military. And afilu hachi, you find this lashon over and over and over again, that litzvay tzava b'avodas hayomayim. And if that's the case, Zok Rav Shamshul Farol Hirsch, I think we have a misunderstanding of what the word tzava means. Tzava means you have a group of people, they're united, they have a commander, right? Attention, right? The whole setup with the whistle and all. So that is what tzava means. So it could be in the context of a military, it could be a group of people that are united for something else, like in the case of the Leviim, they're doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. But the word tzava does not inherently mean military, Zok Rav Hirsch. And my raya is from these ha'aras that we just spoke at. But I think there's a pashut tzushta to what is really Rav Hirsch's ha'ara. And that is, the pasuk says in Parshas Bayechi, by the Birchas Yaakov, Binyamin ze'ev yitraf, ba'boike yoichal ad, v'lo erev yichalek shalom. Binyamin was compared to a wolf. He says, Ze'ev yitraf, ba'boike yoichal ad, in the morning he eats his prey, v'lo erev yichalek shalom, and in the evening he divides the spoils of his hard day work. If you take a look at Targum Unkelus, the Unkelus says, Binyamin, Ba'are Tishrei Shchinta, Ubachsante Yisbine Makdisha. Binyamin's gonna be the host of the Beis HaMikdash, Kiyodua. Betzafra Ubepanya Yehoin Mekorvin Kahanaya Korbana. In the morning and the evening, the Kahanim are going to bring Korbanas. Uli Idan Ramsha. And then when it comes night, they're going to take all the chalakim of the Beis HaMikdash and all the things, and they're going to go ahead and they're going to divide it. Reb Shmuel Yankiv in Zois LeYakiv says that you see from the Targum Unkelis, who's teaching the Pshutai Shemikra of the words Binyamin Ze'ev Yitra Baboyke Yoichalad V'Lerev Yichalik Shalal, that together of this fight that Binyamin is going to have, and the shalal that they're going to divide is referring to the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash and all the kachim that got divided amongst the Kayanim. And said Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv that the Bir Advarim is based on something that the Netziv wrote in his Hemik Davar in Parsha Shmini, where the Netziv said that what's the Lashon of Korban? I quote, "Umizen nikra bechlal shem Korban, miloshin krav umilchama." Because when the Kohanim and the Levim were in the Beis HaMikdash and they were doing the Avodah, they were fighting a war against the Klippas, a war against Vastutzach in the Hecher Olamis. But the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash is Begedim Ulchama. Reb Shmuel Yankiv shtelt zu that the Pasuk says in Devarim Perek Yud Ches, Lo yeh lekohanim halevim kol shevet levi chelik venachla im Yisrael, Ishei Hashem v'nachaloso yoichlo. So you want to know what Levi is going to have? They're not going to have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. What they're going to have is the Ishei Hashem v'nachaloso. Rashi says, what does it mean that lo yeh l'koyhanim halevim kol shevet Levi chelik? Chelik v'nachlo. Chelik hainu bebizo, zokta chelik Rashi. What are they going to get? They're going to get Ishei Hashem. Him kotshe mikdash. Because the bizo of the koyen is the Kachay Mikdash. There were always spoils of war. The gather of all the Kachim that was divided amongst Sheva Levi, amongst the Kehanim was, it was the spoils of war. Binyamin Ze'ev Yitrof, Baboyke Yoichal Ad, V'lo Erev Yichalik Shalal. The Shalal is the Kachim. It's the spoils of war. When the Kohen did the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, when the Levi did the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, what he was doing was he was fighting a war. He was fighting a war against the Klippas. That's exactly what was going on. And really, the Avod of Sheva Levi is also Litzpoitz. It's also, on some level, he's enlisted. He's also been drafted. He's fighting a war. He's wearing a different uniform, and it's happening in a different way. But the truth is, Elu ve'Elu, they're both out there fighting wars. There were Yidden that were fighting wars mi ben Esrim, and there were Yidden that were fighting wars mi ben Shloishim, u'mishayavi be Cyrus, as it relates to the Kohanim. But at the end of the day, it's called Tzavah. Rav Hirsch said, oh, Vaisleis from here, Tzavah must mean something else. It could be there's another Indian over here, because really, the Avod of Sheva Levi is Avod of Milchama, and that's why it very much passes to have this word of Litzvah Yitzava, just like you find it right in the beginning of, just like you find it right in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar. That's the first order. The second order is that you find today's daf that a Balmum Kohen was not allowed to do the Avodah, but a Balmum Levi was allowed to do the Avodah. And at first glance, it's Sarchbir. What's the difference? Why is it that a Kohen Balmum is disqualified from doing the Avodah, but Levi Balmum, sounds like even l'chatchila, is allowed to do the Avodah. And the truth is, if you think about it, why is a Kohen Balmum not allowed to do the Avodah? It's based on the idea of Hakriveu nol fecha secha, hayirtzecha, hayisa panecha, the barbanel, on this pasuk, shtel su, this inyan, this pasuk meaning the pasuk in Parashas Emor that talks about a Kohen Balmum not being allowed to do the Avodah. It's based on that inyan. So the Kohen did the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, the Levi also did the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Wasn't Mamish the same Avodah, but there's no question he's serving Hashem. And if that's the case, if there's an idea of Hakriveu Nolefecha Secha regarding the Kohen, what's the pshak that when it comes to the Levi, you don't find this idea? But I think there's a pasha to Tzushta, to this inyan. That is a classic Meshachachma. So Baruch Hashem, we're on a good roll with the Meshachachmas. And here's another classic. This is in Parshas Bamidbar. It's Perigimel. It's Pasik Memhe. Ramei Simcha starts Kedarka, which is why we're referring to this as a classic Meshachachma. Da. The Hada Amru Beperik Bnei Yo'ir. This the Chazal said in Perik Bnei Yo'ir. Besechtes Megillah Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis. The Tashmish Kedusha Kadosh. The Tashmish the Tashmish Loi. Yotzo Lehem Lo Daiti Midin Tair. So we know there's an idea of Tashmishay Kedusha are Nikbarim, right? They have a certain level of Kedusha. Tashmishay Mitzvah? is Rokin. They don't have that same level of Kedusha. But the Gemara makes a distinction. The Gemara says, even when it comes to Tashmish and Kedusha, Tashmish Kedusha has Kedusha. But Tashmish, the Tashmish, that already does not have any Kedusha. What does that mean? Anything that facilitates Kedusha. So for example, the Gartel, the Mitpachas that's put around the Sefer Torah, that is servicing, it's facilitating the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah is Kedusha. This is Tashmish Kedusha. That has a level of Kedusha. But let's say the Aron Kodesh, maybe, where you put the Sefer Torah in, or if there was another Tishtach that you would put the Sefer Torah when it's already garbed on top of, that other Tishtach would be a Tashmish to Tashmish, and that already wouldn't have Kodesh. Now again, what I just said is not halacha l'maisa. Go through the sugya masechtas Megillah. The Gemara gives examples of what is, what isn't. Rava said, I used to think this, then I chop that. But the bottom line is, there's an idea of a tashmish to Kedusha. What makes direct contact with the Kedusha, that is considered Kaddish. But tashmish, the tashmish, something that's only making contact with something that makes contact, that already is not considered Kaddish. Says Remeya Simcha, I hold that the Kohanim you find were referred to as Kedoshim. U'Kedoshim yiyu v'lo yichalu. The whole Parshas Emma refers to the Kohanim as being Kedoshim. He said, I never found a pasuk anywhere that refers to the Levim as being Kedoshim. Kohanim Kedoshim. V'kidashtoi, right? That's a halacha that you have when it comes to a Kohen. He said, I never found a pasuk anywhere that referred to Levi as being more Kedosh than the rest of Klal Yisrael. Within Levi, the Kohanim have more Kedusha. But that the Levi should have more Kedusha than Klal Yisrael, that's something I never found. And you know what I think the Nekuda is? Says Ramei Simcha, I'm going to tell you what it is. It's because what's the job of the Kohen? The job of the Kohen is to be Meshamesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the job of the Levi? The job of the Levi, if you look in the Psukim, just to read two Psukim, this is in Parshas Bamidbar, Perikim Pasuk Tes. V'nosato es ha-Levi'im la'aharoinu levonov. Nesunim nesunim heimoloi me'ez b'nei Yisrael. The job of the Levi is to service the Kohen. Here's another Pasuk. This is in Parshas Ba'aloi Yisrael, Perikhez Pasuk Yotes. V'etno es ha-Levi'im nesunim la'aharoinu levonov mitoich b'nei Yisrael la'avid es ha-Vaidis b'nei Yisrael ba'yomoyed v'chulu v'chulu. The job of the Kohen was to serve Hashem. The job of the Levi was to serve the Kohen. He was given to the Kohen as an Ezek Kenegdoi to help him and to assist him to do what he's trying to do. The Kohen is Tashmish the Kedusha. He's there, he's being Meshamish B'Kedusha. And that's why Kedoshim Yiyu. And that's why V'Kidashtoi L'Choldovish HaPekedusha. He always has a Kedimah. Because he himself is Kodesh. What gives him his Kedusha? He's Tashmish the Kedusha. Oh, but the Levi is Tashmish the Tashmish. Because his job is not to directly serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's there to serve the Kohen who's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is he connected to the Kedusha? Yes. Does he have a nexus to the Kedusha? Yes. But he's one step removed. He's not Tashmish the Kedusha. He's Tashmish the Tashmish. He's there to help the Kohen whose job is to go and help HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's for that reason, says Ramei Simcha, the Kohen had Kedusha and the Levi didn't have Kedusha. He said, that's the Oymik. The Had, the Amru Perik B'nei Yair, the Tashmish Kedusha, Kodesh, V'Tashmish, Tashmish, Lo Yotza, Lo Yotza, Lam, L'dayti, Midin, Torah. You want to know which Dayan Torah? This Diyuk that you find that the Kohen is considered Kedoshim, as opposed to you don't find the Levi is, it's because the Kohen is Tashmish the Kedusha, as opposed to the Levi, you don't find anyone. Zakrame is Simcha Lefizet, it's a long piece, Ayin Shum. But he says you could understand a lot of the differences that you find between the Kohanim and the Levim. For example, the Kohen, his Matnes Kohuna, is off limits, it has Kedusha. Right, Truma, Azar that eats it is Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim, Bikurim, Chala, all his Matnes Kehuna, Azar is not allowed to eat. Maaser Rishon, Azar is allowed to eat. He said, what's the Oymek? The Oymek is, because being that the Kohen is Uktoishim Yiyu, he's Tashmish the Kedusha, so Zok there, it's a Dover Nochoin to assume that his Matanois would have that level of Kedusha as well. But the Levi, who's Tashmish, did Tashmish, well, you don't find that he has that Kedusha, so it's for that reason, his Matnes Kehuna is not going to have it either. And Ramei Simcha says, even Rav Meir, whose sheet that we know in Shas is that Maaserishin is also Lazarim, but it's not Mitzad Kedusha. You know how you know it's not Mitzad Kedusha? Because even Rav Meir holds that a Levi is allowed to eat Maaserishin Betumah. And if it was Kaddish, you wouldn't be allowed to eat a Betumah. So what's the Vart? So he says, as he talking the Vart is, that just like Azar was not allowed to do the Avoida of the Levi, Forget about Kedusha. He wasn't allowed to do the Avodah. So too, his Matnas Leviya is also going to be Asur Ba'achilo. But it's not Mitzad Kedusha. You know what the Raya is? From the fact that it's something that's Nachal B'tumah. Rami Simcha says that's the reason that a Kohenes, that Zinsa, is Asur to eat Truma. But a Leviya, that Zinsa, is allowed to continue to eat Maaser. It's because the whole parasha of Truma nemsech from the Kedusha. So to the extent that she was Mezana, she was Mechala her Kedusha, she's off limits. The Levi was never a Sugi of Kedusha. That's not what it is. He's Tashmish to Tashmish anyway. It's just he was Mufdal. And as a result, this is something he's going to have. A Bezokra Mea Simcha, that's the beer. The emes is, I think it's Kemat Mefurish. B'Lashoni Azov Shal HaRambam. We started today's daf. We began the introduction with the words of the Rambam, Perek Gimel Alach Aleph Hilchas Klei Hamikdash Zera Levi Kuloi Muvdo LaAvodas Hamikdash Shenema Ba'isa Hi Hivdo LaShem Es Shevet HaLevi. The Rambam in Perek Dalet of Hilchas Klei Hamikdash talks about another Havdalah, the Havdalah of the Kohanim. The Rambam says HaKohanim Huvdalu Michlal HaLeviim LaAvodas HaKorbonos Shenema VaYibode LaHaroin LaHaKdishoy Kodesh Kodoshim. By the Havdalah of the Levi doesn't say one word about Kedusha. But by the Havdalah of the Kohen, HaKohanim Huvdalu Michlal HaLeviim, what's the Makar? VaYibode LaHaroin LaKdishoy Kodesh Kodoshim. It's because the Heftza of the Havdalah of the Levi is not LaKedusha. It's for certain jobs. Shmiras HaMikdash, Avodas HaMasa, Shoyarim, Meshoyarim. He gets Matonis for this, etc., etc. But the Kohen, the Havdalah Shebesoicha Havdalah, that was a Havdalah for Kedusha. And that's why he is taka referred to as Uktoishim Yiyu. That's why you find the Indian of Ikidashtoi, etc., etc. But the bottom line is, I think I'll pee this Ramei Simcha, it's Pashat. The Indian of Akriveyon Olufecha Secha is that if you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu direct, so then there's an Indian of Akriveyon Olufecha Secha, the Koyen who's Tashmish the Kedusha, so there was a Kepedi, couldn't be a Balmum. But the Levi who's only Tashmish the Tashmish, he works for the Koyen. So it's artich that the Koyen's Gaba, his Ezek, Kenegdo is a Balmum, had his detch there. He's Nisun in Lahari in Zokrim Simcha. He's only a Tashmish, the Tashmish. Could be over there. There's no Kpeda for the Akrivei or Nolofa Chosecha. Maybe that's the Geder Advarim. Why you find that a Mum passes when it comes to a Kayan as opposed to a Levi. And as we like to say, maybe it's even Pashit. But just to end with one final Ha'arab. And that is, Chafetz Chaim, Ki Yadua, wrote a sefer called Torah Ar. And the objective of the Sefer Torah Ar was to be mechazik yidin belimud kachem. And he speaks about all the reasons why it's an incredible thing to learn kachem. Most notably is if somebody learns kachem, it's as if he's bringing kachem. The Gemara is in the end of Masechtas Menachos. But if you go through the Sefer, there's other reasons that the Chafetz Chaim gives for why it's so paramount to learn kachem. I'm skipping all the way to Perek Yud Beis. And I think just to read a few paragraphs, L'shoinei Azov Shalach Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim wrote so clearly, it literally does not need any translation. Amru Chachomenu Zechreinim Levracha. B'shoshim Achnisim Adam L'din Shal Maila. When a person after 120 is going to have to give din v'cheshbin, Shoyel and Oysa, they're going to ask him, Nasasa v'nasata b'amuna, Kavata itim la'teira, Tzipisa li Yeshua. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Hayrunu Chachomenu Zechreinu Levracha Bozeh, Shemutal Ala Adam Letzapis Tamil Yeshua Sashem. You see from here, from the fact that they're going to ask a person Tzipisa Li Yeshua, it's incumbent upon a person to be hoping that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Yeshua. V'hime Advarim Sheshoyel Enoisa B'tchilas Dinoi. As a matter of fact, it's on the Mount Rushmore of questions that a person is going to be asked. V'chein Sidru Lanu Anshe Knesset HaGdolo B'tfilo Shmoyne Esrei. And the truth is, you find this idea in Shmoyne Esrei. V'shuascha kivinu kol hayoyim. V'chein anu oimrim ba'aleinu l'shabeach k'shanu m'sainin t'filoseinu al-kei nekavalucha l'irois mehera v'chein anu oimrim b'shloisha asa ikrim animamim b'amuna shalema b'viyas ha-mashiach v'af al-pi sheyisma meya im kol zeh achakolei b'chol yoyim sh'yof abuzok t'chavetz chayim avu tzorech lehizboinein ha'im ein v'reinu rak misafi v'lachutz. When we say this, do we really mean it? Or is it just a bigaret? We're just speaking superficially. Chas v'shalom. I can't even say that. Ki im be'emes mitzapin onu liyeshua b'mehera. Because says the Chafetz Chaim, if we're really waiting for the Yeshua, u'mechakin b'chol yom sheyava, haloi hayinu mechinim atzmenu,
we would prepare ourselves b'limud hilchas hakotchen by learning kotchen. She take it b'voiz mana Yeshua mehera b'vade yidarish lanu limud zay halacha l'maisa. When the Gula is going to come, aren't we going to have to know kotchen? V'alachos haloi gedoylois umerubayis sein. Asher yevshel lumay v'ladas oisam b'shokala. There's a lot of halachas there. It's not something you're going to be able to learn in a short amount of time. V'meinonu noisnim lev lumay v'ladas hilchis kotchen. But if we don't care about learning kotchen, oisu it's a sign ki ein tzipiyoseinu liyeshua b'meira mitras. She'ilu kein b'vadei hoyinu mishtadlinu mizdarzim b'choloyiz lumay d'alachas ha'elu. She'yiu nitzroches.
If we're not learning kachin, that means we're not really, really waiting. We're not really waking up in the morning hoping today is the day. Because if we were, we'd be preparing for it.
So how are we not embarrassed
to lie in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ulahaskur oit shemayos. It's very sharp.
And to even mention Hashem's name in the lie.
I'll
give you a mashal. If there was somebody we trusted 100%, he would come to Shlume and Mune Yisrael. He would come to all the Haimash Yidin. And he would tell them,
the
Gula
is coming. Keep this amongst ourselves. But I'm telling you, it's over. It's coming.
B'vaday hoyu mizdarz and alfei rivavos anoshim yisrael lumoid alochas ashayachim karmel lemikdash. Zok tachavitz chaim, ani maftiach lucha. Everybody would immediately come and say, okay, Mashiach's coming, you got to prepare. What is it that we have to know?
B'avush os kol adinim yu neagin l'maisa.
Because obviously it would be l'maisa. And loy mi boya says tachavitz chaim, shiyu neagin l'maisa l'kayhanim.
You're going to say, okay, maybe this is true for all the kayhanim. So all the kayhanim, right?
But no, ela afli yisraelim.
Kugan hilchas achilos kachim kalim.
Vilchas Biasam Mikdosh, Sheshayach Lukula, Ubefrat in Carbon Pesach, Shechiva Torba Inish Chorus, Im Yimne Melasoi Soi. Vigambis Manahu, Alagdoilin Shabi Yisrael. He says, the Gdoil Yisrael, you mutulahir Islam Hashem is Koladina Mashayach Makadish Lamikdosh. What are they going to tell you if they don't know it?
Va'ata im omnom ki chein mechapim u'mitzachin anach v'yishu meheiru k'mo yishanu oimu lefnei bereinu yizbarach
ha'ilonu gamkin l'zoraz b'chalayiz b'limit aloha seila. If somebody would come and tell you today Mashiach's coming, you'd prepare. Okay, so then why are we not preparing now?
Because nobody told us he's coming.
What do you mean? Ani mamim b'amunu shaleima b'viyas ha'mashiach. Right, we say it all the time. So why are we not preparing?
The Teretz is, it's Misafa V'lechutz. That's the Teichach of the Chafetz Chaim in this Perek Yud Beis.
I want to ask you another question. Do you ever hear such a thing?
If somebody's waiting for a melech basavadam,
b'derech v'aday nitin loymer, she'afech shash sofik shemo yovei le'ezem akim, halei oisim hoyu oz kol ha'chonis ha'netzroch z'gabal ospanam. If you had a chash, there's a small chance maybe the king is coming to your door snap. You have a havamina, your house wouldn't look perfect. V'anu oimim gankein, she'mechakim anu lo yisbarach, k'may she'kavol anu b'kdusha shal Shabbos. So what do we say in k'dusha shal Shabbos? M'mkoim ch'malkeinu soifia, v'sim lo yicholeinu, ki mechakim anachnu lach, right? We say it on Shabbos. Then be'emes anu mechakim. Hayolanu lasis gamkein ha'achonois ha'nitzrochois. L'kabolas p'nei malkeinu melech kolo ilomim yisbarach. U'ma heima ha'achonois ha'nidroshos lanu l'kabol panim. Now you want to know what those achonois are? We have to learn the Torah. And specifically, we'd have to know all the halachas that are going to be negated. Then the Chafetz Chaim says, I know what you maybe are thinking. Mashiach's going to come. Eliyahu HaNavi's going to come. Eliyahu HaNavi knows all the teikus, right? Tishbi Yataris Kushis V'Bois. I'm quoting from the Chafetz Chaim. So no, he's going to come. He's going to teach you all the halachas. And like this, you're going to be good to go. But the Chafetz Chaim debunks that theory. He's going to be miyashav all the teikus. So if you're not sure what the halach is of a kav shumshamin b'shtei amis, like in the beginning of Eilu Metzias, so that he's going to help you out with. All the teikus you're going to know. But he's not going to teach you aleph beis. Not happening. That you're going to have to be prepared if you're going to want to be anywhere near the situation. And he says, if that's the case, this is something we have to know. I'm skipping a few lines, a few paragraphs, I should say.
V'hochinami b'inyonenu, ksiv, pisom yovoy elei choloi ha'odoin, asher atem of action. V'kimen sha Yeshua b'higalos k'vaydis baruch ti pisaim. And being that the gula is going to happen pisaim, lo yeh azman l'hachem atzmo l'avoy, it's not going to be enough time once Mashiach comes. Kasher ha'limud hu loy l'shou shtayim. Because limud kachim is not something you could do in 1 or 2 hours. Ki'im l'kam ha'shonim. And here's the punchline. Re'ei no limud hilchas avoyda la'levim gamke. He said, look at the halachas that were taught to the Levim. Sha'yin nitzra chamei shonim, it took 5 years. Ki'im l'vor b'mesach t'schul and daf chavdalad ha'mevalev. He said, if it took 5 years for the Levi, kavul chomer for the Kohen. Vim kein tzorich lahachin atzmam mikoidem shekasher bo yovoi pisoim yeh muchonim lavoidasa yizbarach. This is pretty harsh rebuke from the Chofetz Chaim. It says, we say we're waiting for Mashiach to come. It takes 5 years to learn kachem. What do you do if Mashiach comes now? 5 years from now, you're going to do the avoida? So you have to prepare. You have to be ready. But Chofetz Chaim, who is the Saba Kaddish of Klal Yisrael, so he ends with a solution, right? Chofetz Chaim didn't just instigate problems and issues. Chofetz Chaim always had, right? It's a very solution-driven, safe olas farm, our kiyaduas. So listen what Chofetz Chaim writes at the end of Perek Yud Beis. Ready? Okay, mano hoya, I have an idea. Ilu yimatsu b'chol plach, in every city, eza ashirim, menadvim mineskeim, you can find ashirim that are willing to donate, likvaya asore avrechem, to find ten yungalite, gedoyle teira, people that are gedoyle teira, she yomadu aseder ahu. That they shall learn Seder Kachem. This is hashtag Adiri Atayra. For you, Bekiyim B'chol Hilchoysav. And they're going to know every halach in Kachem. The Akdishu was a machtzis itoysam. My advice is half the day they should spend on learning Kachem. Umachtzis l'shar limudim. And the other half a day for other limudim. Ish ish kecheftzoy b'yayredeya. These 10 yungalite that are being supported, I'm sure enough, they should spend 5 years learning these halachas. But not just to learn the lumdis, you know, it's pigal a din in the carbon or it's a din in the avodah. To actually know the halachas. I know how to do it. So that if today you were called upon to do a kmitza, which is avoid the kosher shev and mikdash, you're going to know what to do. Kikivan shakadosh baruch hu chayshav la limudim ha'elu kilu mekayim inoisim b'fayom mamish. He says, being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers these limudim as if we're doing it, tzorech l'shtad v'leida kol dover b'vir. K'meshe chasav ha'shlov yesh noichlan, etc., etc. Either way, he says, v'ach ha'chom eshonim, wait 5 years. After 5 years, yesh v'acherim v'mkayimon. V'shich's not here yet. You'll have the next group. And they're going to go another five. It's a 5-year program. Sichul in 24A. And you're going to learn for 5 years. And when you're done, you're going to learn for time. And by doing this, it'll be multiple benefits. You're going to have chever that know kachim cold. And they'll know exactly what to do when Mashiach is going to come. For you, halachas elu k'meis mitzvah. And these halachas won't be forsaken. If they're learning it and they know it, they're literally bringing karbonos. And besides, all the people that are supporting are going to be making the mitzvah of achzakas ha'Torah. And by us doing this, this will be a sign that we're really waiting for the Gula Asida. And that's why we're preparing ourselves. Be ideas halachis elu by knowing these halachis. And we won't be liars anymore. And when we sing, Ki mechakim anachnu loch by mimkoimcha, v'kashe yira Hashem yizbarach, and when HaKadosh Baruch is going to see, sh'anu mitzideinu oisim kol ha'ashtadlus, mashu b'yadeinu l'avoidus beis alikeinu, that we're doing everything we need to do, we're making all the ashtadlus, we're not just saying we're waiting, we're even making the hachonus, b'vad, I said to Chofetz Chaim, I give you a haftocha, there's no doubt in my mind, yimahir v'yochesh ha'ga'ula, v'yivna lanu es beisoi, V'yizakeinu lirois kaihanim b'avoidasam u'leviyim b'shiram u'vezimram b'mheira b'yameinu. Amen.